Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Total Bellas After Show. As you can see, I am back, and I am with my beautiful hosts who are always here to talk about all the drama, because this season, we can't get enough of the drama. But with me, Mr. Bella Army, Brian Santos.
Hello. I always talk my Bella merch because I just got to represent, and so excited to talk about this episode. Nikki!
Oh, we're going to be talking about Nikki. And of course, she knows everything about women's wrestling, Miss Emily May.
Hey, everyone. Brian, I need to borrow some merch from you so we can like match or have some type of thing going on.
Will do. I'll send you guys some of my merch.
Yes, I need it. But in the spirit of everyone connecting with their Mexican heritage, I decided to wear my shirt from Mexico. Because I got it over there when I first went. So I was like, I'm gonna get into the Bella spirit, the Mexican, and connect with my Mexican culture, and why not wear my shirt? So I want to know your thoughts on it. But let's go ahead and get into overall thoughts. Brian, I want to know, what did you think about this crazy episode?
I already said it, Nikki. Like, I was just like, Nikki, like, I'm just gonna throw it out there, we'll talk about it more, but I think she was so in the wrong in this episode. Mm-hmm. And I was like, girl, like, get it together. Like, I love her so much. And I was like, why is she doing this? And Artem is just the sweetest thing. And because Ollie's not here with us, I'm going to shout out his love for Nardom, because I'm also a huge Nardom stan. So yeah, I just was like, Nikki, oh my gosh. And I love how Brie was the voice of reason in this whole episode. So we'll definitely talk about that as well.
For sure. There's so much to talk about. And as you mentioned, our favorite diva is not here. Ollie is going to spend some time with his mom, because if you guys didn't know, this Sunday is Mother's Day, so make sure to call your mom even during this time. It's super important. You know, we got to appreciate our moms. But Emily, what were your thoughts on this episode?
Oh my God, I was so frustrated during this episode. And Nikki, I was yelling at the television. I just, there were so many wrong turns here and so many mistakes. I just wanted to help her in so many situations to get it together. Exactly. You know, I feel like I was Brie in this situation where I was like, all right, I would try to help solve the problems and help kind of have everyone communicate. So yeah, I just was, oh man, again, these episodes are like a wild ride.
I know. I was like super into this episode, because it's one thing that I like, I feel like this season, it's completely different than the seasons that we've had before. I feel like before it was more like Total Divas, where the girls go to an activity and it's not really more until their personal lives. We did see that a little bit last season, but I feel like, and last season it wasn't as crazy entertaining as this season. I feel like this season is completely different. We have so many different topics, more family drama, and I feel like it's more real. I'm really connecting with the Bellas. So I'm just loving it. But let's go ahead and start with something more light, because we obviously have a huge fight where we are going to have our match of the week. So make sure you stay tuned for our special segment, because there's a lot of matches that happen. But one main one, Team Artem versus Team Nikki. And we're going to see whose team you guys are on. So for those of you in the chat, we really appreciate you. I know you guys are here every Friday with us. I missed you guys last week. So go ahead and, Brian, shout them out real quick. Who's there with
us? Yes, we have Rima, Joseph, Gabby, and now Haywood. So thank you all so much for being here. We love you guys. We know you're always here, like Leslie said, with us. And just keep commenting. We want to hear all your thoughts of what you thought about this crazy episode, because I'm already hearing some Nikki. So we're right there with you on that one.
Yeah, for sure. So we open up with a little bit of fun. You know, the Bellas are at a record store and looking for music, and we kind of see them want to look into the Latin section, because as you guys know, they went to Mexicali and they connected with their dad, who is 100% Mexican and is a completely Mexican, speaks Spanish, everything. He is a total package. But the Bellas are not quite there. They grew up completely different. So Emily, were you surprised to see that the Bellas are really now pushing to reconnect with their culture?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is, I feel like after their big trip, they feel more connected, and they are trying to be reconnected to kind of the language, the later on the food, kind of that whole culture. And so, you know, I feel like because they started writing this book and they started kind of re-looking at their childhood and what was missing. Mm-hmm. So it makes sense that they're like, oh yeah, I want to learn about this side of me that hasn't really been a part of my life. You know, catching up on all the language and mm-hmm. trying to like see if they remember stuff. And so I feel like it's just part of that process of like rekindling a relationship with their dad, and kind of that's part of it. That's a huge part of his world and who mm-hmm. he is. So that's mm-hmm. one way for them to be connected to him.
Yeah, for sure. It did take me also when I first went to Mexico for the first time. This was only 4 years ago. I was always proud of where I, my culture and everything, but it didn't take until me actually going to Mexico, interacting with people and getting to know more of my culture that I was like, wow, mm-hmm. I love this. I want to go come back every year because it's such a completely different experience for like actually going over there and seeing what the culture is really like, because obviously, you know, I was born here. I grew up more like Americanized and the culture here, but then you also, it's cool to see that they want to have that balance, because like they said, it's really, they can connect it with their companies and they can do mm-hmm. so much with this. So I think it's really cool. We have seen them do Latina Magazine in the past, but Brian, I want to know your thoughts on this. There was one quote that stuck with me, and I believe it was Nikki that said, if there wouldn't be the Bella Twins without Mexico. Were you mm-hmm. surprised to hear that?
No, and I love that. I love how, for me, what I think is that they've kind of been doing this for a while. They've been mm-hmm. like exploring more of their culture, but I think it's really coming to light now, even more so. Like, we're seeing it more in the public eye now. But I feel like they've kind of always had this sense, you know, just watching them in Total Divas in the last, gosh, that's been 10 seasons, you know? So just watching them throughout that whole journey, they've touched on this topic very, very lightly, you know, throughout the whole season. So I think they've been doing this, but it's really coming to light now, especially now with Total Bellas, they're really focusing on it. So I wasn't surprised to see that, because I'm really, I 100% agree with her. I feel like mm-hmm. the culture is very much a part of who they are. Even when they started in WWE, they were wearing
you know, gear. Everything.
Mm-hmm. Yes, gear was homage to their Mexican heritage. So I love that. And I think it's always been present, but it's definitely more showing more often now that we see them in Total Bellas.
I feel like it's also another way for them to connect to fans.
Yes.
A whole section of fans that maybe like they weren't as tapped into. And so it's just another opportunity for them and their brand to connect with people.
Yeah, definitely. I think now the difference is they're being more vocal about it, where we didn't really see it before. It was like little touches here and there, but now you see them speaking, you see them wanting to learn language. Mm-hmm. That was the most funniest thing to me, because you see Bree so into it, so serious about wanting to learn, and then there's Nikki talking to Siri, asking what the B word is in Spanish, and it's perra, and she can't even roll her R's. So I thought that was even more funny. If you guys don't know, a little Spanish lesson here. Perra does mean dog in Spanish as well. Like, it's a female dog. So obviously that's why it's that word. That's why she calls Winston perro, because he's a perro. But you can use it in a different context.
It reminded me, that moment reminded me of you, because I remember we would sit in the AfterBuzz studios and you and Jack, and we would trying to like learn some Spanish.
Yes. Shout out to Jack Farmer, who does Monday Night Raw. I always used to teach him a Spanish word every week. And one time I was the one who got him to sing Rey Mysterio's theme song, because it's all in Spanish. But shout out to Jack. It's definitely, it was hilarious just to see this. And I'm always one to be teaching everyone good words, not bad words. So if you want a Spanish lesson, just ask me. I'll teach you one or two words. But love. I think there's someone who is actually not this at all, or is just hesitant about it. And that is Brother Bella. JJ is not into this. He's like, why am I going to search for, like, he's like, you're trying to be Mexican. So mm-hmm. I was like, okay, he's not feeling it. Emily, were you surprised that he reacted this way? He was a little rude, but I guess that's just JJ's personality. But what were your thoughts on his reaction?
I mean, JJ's always been kind of like very abrupt, very like says how it is, you know? So I'm not surprised he said it in this way. And he's in like we've kind of seen in this episode, he's in a different place.
Yeah.
You know, he's in a different place with his relationship with his dad. He does not kind of want to engage in that yet. And so it's not, but he's also feels like he's missing something too. So he just needs to do it on his own terms. And I, like, I appreciate what Bree does in trying to like help push that and like help him. But he's not, he has to do it. He has to make the decision for himself.
Yeah.
And so I think it was a little, you know, he always causes a little trouble in these episodes with his reactions, but I, you know, I feel like it was fair to, for him to say, hey, you know.
Yeah. Speaking of what Emily said, Brian, I want to get your thoughts on this. Do you feel like JJ doesn't want to connect with his Mexican culture because it is coming from his dad and because there is no relationship?
Absolutely, I think so. And I think they touched on it just very lightly, but I definitely think there's some deep-rooted thoughts there. Obviously, it was different in the end. We saw a little bit different reaction from him. But throughout the episode, you kind of see this whole, like, I'm trying to keep a distance from my dad, so I'm kind of keeping that part of my life kind of sheltered off or kind of shut off, you know? So I 100% think that that could be a possibility. I'm happy that we discovered that it wasn't. So that's definitely something that could come into play, for, especially with people like, you know, these the separated parent situation where you're kind of splitting your mixed culture. So thankfully he wasn't feeling that way, but I 100% see if he was.
It was like they had to kind of build up for that reaction and that kind of that conversation.
Yes.
Do you guys feel like he can separate both of them and just go search a little bit more for his culture, for his own well-being? And for Bree's main reasoning for this is because of her daughter, Birdie, and she wants the same thing for her nieces. So do you feel like JJ can separate this relationship with his culture and his dad and just seek a little bit more of his culture for his own life and for his own daughters?
What I will say is that I'm kind of with, I don't know if it was Lola or JJ, or kind of both of them. Like, I love Bree so much, but I do think that she did have some small intention to bring JJ back to the father. I could definitely see that. Like, I feel like she was like definitely for the girls, for himself with the Mexican heritage, but she's definitely trying to connect the dots with that as well. So she's like, you know, maybe if I bring him back, make him comfortable with his Mexican culture, maybe he'll want to go to Mexico. Maybe he'll want to visit his dad and maybe we'll have one big family reunion. So that's what I would say. But I think when, you know, like Emily said, when he gets there on his own, it'll definitely be more beneficial for him.
Yeah. Because you have to think, like JJ's having this issue of him not feeling involved in everything as it is.
That's true.
And feeling kind of left out. So I get that Bree wants to involve him in this process, but you can't force someone to do that when they feel left out. It, like, they, he has to process it and kind of go about that journey and decide what steps he wants to take. And whether he wants to teach, you know, his kids Spanish and do, you know, and like learn, you know, learn how to cook different dishes. Like, he has to decide how much and when, and no one else can make that decision for him. And
Yeah, I think Bree just has to understand that not everyone's on the same page. I feel like she is more towards reconnecting with her dad. I feel like Nikki's definitely in the middle. But JJ is definitely on the opposite side. But we do see a fun activity. We see them go to make tamales. And I thought that was a really fun family activity. But Lola actually joined. So, Emily, were you surprised to see Lola there participating in this activity?
I was a little bit. I feel like it was kind of like a ladies' night out or ladies' day making tamales. Like, it did, it felt like a nice, like, all the, you know, all the daughters are with the mom, you know, Mama Bella. So it didn't feel completely out of place. But then once they started having the conversations about JJ and like, oh, hey, then it felt kind of weird, like, out of place. But I love this moment. I feel like all of us should go and learn a dish from our culture. Learn how to do all this
we
stuff.
We should do that.
I want some tamales now. I was like, oh, that looks good.
Once this is all over, we can all teach each other something about our culture, because I think that would be so much fun.
Yeah, definitely.
But Brian, there was, you know, Lola did mention that, like you said, Bree was being a little bit pushy, but do you feel like Lola's in the right to make those comments? Because I know she's JJ's wife, but I feel like in the past couple episodes, we've seen her get a little bit too involved, where it's like, we're surprised to actually see her be so vocal about, they're like more of like the sibling issue. So yes. are you team Lola with her perspective?
I actually am, and I love Lola, and I've loved her since she came on Total Bellas. I think we definitely want to see more of her. I want to see more of her, but it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, I like how she's kind of standing up for JJ. Obviously, it's her husband, and she'll go to bat for him, but at that same token, you know, we talked about this before, this whole, like, in-law concept. It's like, when you're, like, an in-law, or you're, like, coming into the family, you would imagine that you're kind of, like, you know, walking on eggshells. You don't want to make anybody mad. You don't want to burn any bridges, which I think the reason I'm okay with it is because her delivery is always really good. Like, she never steps out of place. She never makes anybody mad. She's just, like, reminding. She's like, hey, you know, I love that you included me. I love that you wanted to include JJ. Maybe he didn't want to do this because of this reason, and I hope you understand that, you know? So I think her delivery is always very good, and that's why she's okay, and I'm comfortable with the way she delivers and what she's saying, and because she's coming from the right place.
Yeah, right. No, that's a good point, Brian, because I feel like that she has a pretty good, it seems like she has a pretty good relationship with Mama Bella, and I feel like a daughter-in-law relationship can be tricky, and sometimes you're not always as open with your in-laws as you are, like, your own siblings or your own family. Mm-hmm. And so I love how, like, in this season so far, we've seen her, like, speak up when she really feels like her family unit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Her family unit is kind of in jeopardy. And so, which I appreciate. And I totally, like, would be like, yeah, you need more of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we definitely see that when Brie goes to visit at their house and she brings over the dresses, and we do see her step back a little bit while Brie and JJ have that conversation, but then she steps in when she needs to remind Brie he doesn't want to talk about his dad, so we can talk about the culture, but don't connect it back to his dad because he doesn't want to talk about that. So again, props to Lola for being such a good wife to JJ, because you can tell she obviously listens to him. She knows how he really feels, because in a marriage, you tell your partner everything that you're feeling. So I love that she's always there and really knows how JJ is feeling. But we do kind of get this, we always see them go through, like, this little fight, and they go after each other. But at the end of the day, they reconnect, they talk about it. Again, communication is something that this family needs to work on.
Seriously.
Number one thing.
Get bigger than they really are. But we see them go to the ICU. Sean, Brian, your thoughts on this little connection with the little girls? You see Vivian and Birdie there.
So cute.
And eating, you know, Mexican desserts. And JJ actually surprised me with his knowledge about, he said something really important as well. You're looking to be Mexican, I'm living it. So I thought that was super cool. So your thoughts on that, like, connection, and how he talked to Brie and really made her see his point of view.
For sure. I absolutely resonated with what he said too, the exact quote, because it's like, you don't, while the twins are doing it now, because I feel like it's being shown more on Total Bellas, like, he is just doing it in his everyday life, you know, like, he told Brie, he's like, I'm already having Vivian eat menudo, you know, so she's living her life, and she sees these part of these cultures, but I'm not, like, flashing it to everybody, because I don't feel that's necessary, because you can do it however you want. Like, everyone has their own way to show their culture, to live in their culture, and obviously his way is just more low-key. He's like, I'm already living my life, I'm totally fine, I know that I'm Mexican, I don't need to prove myself as Mexican to anybody else.
Yeah,
so I love that he told that to Brie, and he shared that with her.
I feel like this was a really, like, special bonding moment for them. I feel like they got a lot out on in the open and cleared the air a little bit, and I did like what he said about living that culture, because I feel like right now the, you know, Brie and Nikki are kind of just like, oh, well, like, kind of doing, no offense, but like doing this, like, stereotypical stuff of like, oh, well, we have to go and visit here and then, like, make tamales and, like, do all these things. And it feels like, okay, you can do those things, but it doesn't make you a part of that culture. So I feel like I kind of liked this juxtaposition of what in this conversation, because living it and just pretending to do it or trying to do it is different. And I love I love, like, the kiddos interacting, and I love
so
I love how Brie put the hot sauce on the ice cream.
God. I know.
Can I say that? I was oh my God, my mom would do that.
If you, even JJ knew that Valentina's a type of hot sauce.
It was a lot, too. It wasn't just like.
Come on, get it together a little. That is Mexican 101, if you want to call it.
Oh, my
God. Oh, my God. That was, like, one of the most funniest things ever.
Seriously.
But I have to give it to you, Emily. You made such a good point, because I think it's more, not disrespectful, but a little bit more, you know, you do get offended when people are trying to too hard to be something instead mm-hmm. of just let it be natural and represent, because it's cool that the Bella Twins are so big and they have this platform where they can really represent, you know, someone else and connect with mm-hmm. a different audience. So I love what you said. It's definitely true. But now with that, you know, ending, let's go ahead into Trouble in Paradise.
No!
I'm going to go to you because
the honeymoon is over.
Yes. Are you guys as happy as Brie is?
That they fought? No, I'm
yes.
No, I knew this was coming. I said this last week. I was like, the honeymoon is gonna be over.
Yes. Because Brie is living for this.
It happened, but yeah. I didn't want it to. Like, I'm like, it came, it had a good resolution, obviously. You know, they made up and it proved to them like that they can have better communication, like we keep talking about. but at that same token, I was just like, gosh, no, like Nikki was just like all. I'm gonna be 100% honest. Right. She was all in the wrong. Like,
yeah.
She was talking to the guy. And granted, like, when she explained herself, I did see her point too. She's like, you know, I'm not gonna deal with jealousy. And if he's coming from a place of jealousy, I'm not gonna deal with that.
Yeah.
But at that same token, it's like, Artem was just trying to, like, you know, be there for her and they're supposed to have this special moment. But no, like, she was just, like, getting drunk all up in everybody else's Kool-Aid, and she was dragging herself out of the club. I did nothing wrong. I'm like, Nikki, you did so much wrong.
Well, let's go ahead and start from the beginning and kind of break down why this happened. We see Artem crave more of her undivided attention. Even Brian, we see their connection in there because they're not getting their, you know, Nikki or Brie individually. It's always either them two or them doing business. So they want that one-on-one with their partner to really build that relationship. And I think it's super important for Artem because it doesn't really seem like he has his family or anything here. Nikki has really become someone who's been there like 24/7, obviously.
Yeah.
So he's wanting more one-on-one time for their relationship also to grow. So they come up with this great idea to go to salsa dancing after, of course, Nikki had a double book and do an event first. And then they were supposed to go salsa dancing, but we obviously saw that didn't happen because someone got a little bit too drunk. Instead of Brie mode, it was Nikki mode. So Emily, were you surprised to see Nikki this drunk? Because we haven't really seen her drunk like this ever.
Well, she was chugging Moscow mules, like, all getting ready. So I knew it was going to go bad. you know, I mean, I feel like she's been so stressed the last, like, few episodes and all these weeks mm-hmm. leading up. Like, there's been so much mm-hmm. drama. So I feel like this was supposed to be her night out. She wanted to have some fun. And then it went way overboard. Yeah. And she just, like, I feel like I'm surprised she even remembered that all that happened.
Yeah.
I know. Well, there's obviously some stuff that she didn't remember. And that was the texts that were going on that she just kept, I mean, I've done it before. Have you guys ever just sent texts without, when you're a little bit not really there, you're just texting and texting and texting because you're letting it all out. But
yeah, you're letting it out.
You regret it.
Ooh, see, I wish there was that recall button sometimes.
I was like, yeah, come over. No problem.
or you're like really mad and you're like, all caps. All caps.
I hate you.
I never want to see you again.
Yeah, everything. See? We've all been there, so we can
connect there, you know, done that.
In that sense. Yes. But girl, you were wrong. We see Artem show up trying to be such a good boyfriend, support his girlfriend in this event. She's working. He's always there for her. And she's over there talking to another guy, telling him that they got to take care of this new guy that she met.
So weird.
So weird. See, this is like 9 no drinks sense. In.
Yeah. And we see after in the interaction that the guy was apparently good looking. Maybe that's why Nikki feels like Artem was jealous. But no, I feel like it was the lack of her actually recognizing him, not only mm-hmm. in the work event, but also when they went to the club, or I think that's where they were, because you'll see Artem try to come back to really talk to Nikki, but she keeps dancing with other guys, mm-hmm. going to see this friend that they, you know, reconnected with, and she's like all over you. Don't you guys think Brian, was she all over him?
She was. I have to just say, though, by the way, she looked amazing. I mean, she always looks amazing, but that silver dress with the red heels, I was like, she was wanting to flaunt herself because she looked great, but she should have been flaunting herself at her man.
Yeah.
So I think she was definitely all over that guy, and it was jealousy on Artem's part, but at the same time, Nikki was so wrong to even do that, you know? So I didn't appreciate how she did that. I think she was so very much in the wrong. But I'm happy that, of course, we'll talk about the resolution that she did and kind of apologize for it. So,
yeah, I just felt like it gets so tricky because, like, you know, Artem saw a slice of a moment that happened. He didn't see, like,
right
before. Mm-hmm. He's just seeing a moment of, like, her interacting with this person. And so I feel like both of them, like, all of a sudden it went from 0 to 100 in a short amount of time.
Real quick.
And I feel like because of the drinks, like Nikki was all like at 150 and, you know, and then Artem was like, well, I got to match her. And then it just like,
yeah.
And then poor Brie, she's in between this whole mess.
And Brie just wanted to have fun.
Brie was trying to get into Brie mode, and it did not happen. Mm-hmm. She got a babysitter. It was her night to celebrate, and no, it was a night full of drama. And I am surprised that she let Nikki go home by herself, and you see them to. I'm guessing she goes to a hotel room. So it was just interesting to see that. Like, wow, she's not going to, you know, she's still taking care of her sister, but at the same time, she's sending her home by herself. So it was definitely interesting. And there was one thing that also annoyed me was the fact that when the last time that Artem tried to come back, Nikki yelled at Brie and was like, you better go chase him. How is that your sister's responsibility?
I didn't even catch that. That's crazy. Yeah, I thought she went on her own fruition. Like,
no.
You have to chase your own man. Chase your own man.
That's don't send your crazy twin sister to do your dirty work.
I thought that she did it because Brie was like, I wouldn't chase you if I didn't think that she was right for you or something like that. So that's why I was like, oh my God, Brie, that's so nice of her.
Well, that was the first time. And then the second time.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't even catch it. That's crazy.
Because they kept going back and forth. Yeah. Yeah. The last time Nikki yelled at her and was like, you better go chase him.
Okay, when it was the three of them outside of the club, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, and I remember that now. Oh my God, that's so funny.
After this crazy long night, we do see Nikki go home still super drunk. Artem is not having it, doesn't want to talk about it. And I remember one time when someone told me, if you're in a marriage, a key to a happy marriage is always walk away when you're fighting. Like, the guy to walk away when you're fighting. So I was like, he was trying to do that to solve this. I don't know, Emily, if that works for you.
I don't know. I mean, I have mixed feelings about that because sometimes if you let it fester and you don't actually, because sometimes in the moment you're going to be more free to say how you feel and you'll be more honest than if you wait. So, mm-hmm. I mean, I feel like you shouldn't really fight with someone if one's completely plowed and the other one's sober. So I get there's an it's a little unbalanced there, but I feel like you should, you know, in a normal circumstances, you should, mm-hmm. you know, be able to solve it by talking in the moment.
You know, we do know that the bullets aren't completely normal. We can say that. We're definitely on the wild side, but I love it. That's why I love to watch this show. But we have to get to, you know, the resolution here. Bryant, your thoughts on this conversation. Was Nikki right when she explained herself in the sense that once you get her to feel that, you know, you're being jealous over her and you kind of want to, I felt like it was a sense of more controlling her. That's why she puts her guard up and she's not going to put up with it. She didn't even know if they were still together or not. So your thoughts on the way she was feeling and her perspective.
You know, it's crazy. I didn't even think about control until you said it. And that's probably what she really was feeling. You know, obviously we know that he who shall not be named was very controlling. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I think she just does not want to deal with that anymore in her life. So obviously she was like, I'm not even going to bother with Artem. I loved how she apologized. And I don't know, Artem's just so cute. Like, she was just like, I can't lose my A. And I'm like, God, like, I'm melting. Like, they were so sweet. But I 100% appreciate that she apologized and that it was resolved. Because I would be so sad if it wasn't.
I know. Yeah. Definitely appreciate what you have if it's good. You know Artem is a good guy. Don't let that go. Don't appreciate it once it's gone. But Emily, your thoughts on Artem's perspective and what he was feeling.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like Artem had some really good points. I feel like he's coming from a place where he wanted, like, salsa. I love how he explained how salsa and what salsa means to him, that it means so a intimate. Lot to him. Mm-hmm. It's just so, like, it means a lot. It's sentimental. I feel like there's a history there with him, with that type of dance. And he wanted to experience that with Nikki. And I feel like because she was so far gone drinking so much that it was kind of a way where she disrespected him and she didn't really care about his feelings when he was like, I'm going to take you out and we're going to have a great time, spend some time together. And because she you know, hung out with that guy and was, you know, causing some trouble and didn't feel like, she didn't show like that she was in a relationship. She was acting she was acting like she wasn't. And so I feel like Artem had the right response where he was like, and I don't think it's a control issue. I don't think he's controlling. I think that's her perception of what that reaction is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it was more of like him being ignored and not acknowledged.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, he felt totally pushed aside and totally ignored because she was off doing these things, and that could hurt someone when, like, you know, having the planning this whole date night and then having it thrown to the side because, you know, your partner's completely trashed.
Yeah. It's like, he never said, like, don't talk to the guy. Like, he had no issue with that. He took no issue with that. Yeah. Like you said, just being ignored and her kind of ruining the date night from letting things get too far out of hand.
Yeah. And like Nikki, I feel, you know, I'm glad she apologized and but I feel like she's using her past relationships to justify behavior that she's doing right now. I feel like she needs to learn from her mistakes and realize this is a new relationship and that she needs to like make those lines and boundaries known. What? No, why are you guys mad? Right.
I love it. I'm just more. I'm just scared that you're right. Because I'm like, oh my god, that's so true.
Like, I don't know what your reactions mean.
It's good because now that you're saying that, all we see her in the past couple episodes is like from my past relationship. We all know, I don't think they can mention his name because of probably privacy and all that stuff. Yeah. But we know how she started dating Artem really fast. You know, after, what was it, five? I don't know. Gabby, help me out here. I know, you know, you love that guy.
The ring was 4 years, 4.5 years on the ring. So it's almost about going on 5, pretty much, when they ended the relationship.
You really think she's going to get over a 5-year relationship that you were almost about to get married in less than a year?
They say, like, for every, like, oh, I forget the equation, but it's, like, for every
year there's a month? Or
every year, no, longer than that, I think.
Right?
Yeah. So, to that point, Emily, you're completely right. I feel like she still has to get over so much in her past to really be happy with Artem, because again, she found such a good guy. I don't want her past to let her ruin it. Obviously know there's something much bigger coming, and now we're gonna go ahead and move forward with that. We know that she hasn't been feeling so good. She doesn't know if she should take a drink or not because she's 2 weeks late. Obviously, spoiler alert, we know she's but I mean, Brian, are you guys excited to see how she found out she was pregnant and stuff? Because I still am, and I want to know how it happened. But Nikki is saying some crazy stuff, like, I don't want to be pregnant.
It's gonna ruin,
like, what I have going on right now. So it's crazy to just hear her say that.
This is how they get you to watch the next episode.
Exactly. I'm not prepared. Shout out to Joseph Bosa real quick. He was like, me and you were so shocked when Emily was saying that, because you literally like dropped the truth bomb on us. Because I was like, man, I'm like scared that it's so true.
I know.
I was like, are you mad?
No, I love it. So, and Gabby also said it's 5.5 years. So yes, girl, you love it.
Yeah.
But I'm so excited to see how she got pregnant, because I don't want to spoil anything because they talked about it. If you guys listen to Bella's podcast, they talked about it on the podcast when it was revealed. So they, it was like a whole thing where, like, you know, Brie was like, I don't know if she's pregnant, all this kind of stuff. So I'm not going to spoil anything, but I just want to see how it happens, like, in real life. Because I love hearing about it, but I want to see how it actually transpires.
Yeah. Definitely.
No, I know. I'm excited. I love how Mama Bella got involved.
I know. She's like,
and I'm like, oh.
I was like, here.
I love how we were like, oh, where's Mama Bella? We're missing her. And of course, she has to get involved in like the biggest moment ever.
Shout out to Mama Bella. Happy Mother's Day to Mama Bella. Because you, she said it. You kids stress me out.
She does.
I love her. She has to deal with so much. Her kids give her a headache, but she's doing she's still doing such a great job. But with that being said, I feel we know we have match of the week. So Emily, go ahead and move on into our special segment.
Oh my gosh. Well, we know that there's like the biggest fight of all in this episode. We have Artem kind of against Nikki. And I feel like I know what your opinions are going to be, but
no DQ. Just kidding.
No DQ. This has to be a full on, you win or you, or you lose. So again, you know, we had Nikki, you know, in the club, kind of causing some trouble, having too many drinks. And Artem is trying to, you know, want to take her out on this big date, and it doesn't go well. You know, we hashed it out earlier. Brian, I think I know what your answer is going to be, but who do you think won this match?
So I did this last week, and you guys were all like, what the hell? But I would say Nikki for the resolution.
Okay.
But I'm not talking about the resolution. Okay. I'm talking about the match.
Okay, Artem. Okay, I do honestly. Yeah, I was trying to go to bat for her always. Yes. But no, honestly, if it was just about the actual match, then Artem won. Like, hands down. Like,
I know. Yeah. I think we all
agree.
Agree.
Yeah.
We all agree. So we're all just going to say we agree on that. Yeah it was. I know. Don't worry, Brian. It's okay. She's not going to be mad.
We're just being real, and they like to hear the truth, too.
Oh, good. Yes. And then I'm going to say there was like kind of a minor kind of match in this episode with JJ and Brie, and kind of getting reconnected with their culture and trying to figure out what the best way to do that is. And so, Brian, what do you think about this? You know, JJ comes from a place where he wants to do it on his own terms. And then, you know, Bree's trying to push kind of her agenda a little bit, all these fun little activities trying to get him involved when he's not quite ready.
Yeah, 100%. I agree with JJ also. Like I mentioned before, I think it's Bree, while she's saying it's for the heritage, she does have those intentions that I do feel like she is kind of pushing on JJ of wanting to reconnect with the dad. So I 100% that she was in the wrong for, 100% think she was in the wrong for that. And I think that JJ was definitely great with both the match and resolution. He was like, I'm doing this on my own terms, and this is how I'm going to raise my daughter.
Awesome. Yeah. And Leslie, how do you feel?
I have to disagree with you. I think because there, I'm sorry, I love you, Brian, I love you, but there is more good than bad intentions in my perspective. Like, sure. I believe she had more good intentions with her brother and her nieces and everyone, because she included everyone. It wasn't just with JJ. So I think she had more good intentions than bad. She even, you know, her and Nikki are doing it together as well. So I have to go with Brie because she is coming from a good place. She maybe doesn't know how to go about it, but she is coming from a good place.
I love that. I also think I'm gonna go with Brie as well, because I feel like she's trying to be connected to her family as a whole and bring people together, and we need more of that. And she gets to do it with like really delicious food, so I'm gonna
true.
I want the fans in the chat to share what they think and their opinions, because I want to know, and then we'll have more matches next week.
Go ahead and shout them out real quick, Brian. Who's there with us, though?
All right. We still have the Sames. We love you all so much for being here. We have Joseph, Haywood, Gabby, Ariana. We love them. They're just saying all the fun stuff. Let's see what they have. Joseph saying Nikki thinks she's pregnant. Brie and Brian reach a breaking point. I think that's for predictions.
Yes.
And then Joseph also says Artem is so normal in a crazy family. Kind of saw you on that, Joseph. So love that.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of predictions, now let's go ahead and move into our predictions.
All right, I'll go first, I guess.
Emily, go ahead.
Yes.
For After Buzz TV predictions.
Go ahead.
Okay, awesome. So, I think this next episode, we're going to find out about both pregnancies. So I think, or it's going to be a reveal that, like, Brie is like, oh, something's happening with me too. And that's gonna like kind of blow things up. I think Artem is gonna Nikki's gonna make up maybe this date night and go on a date night with Artem and kind of make up with him in a way that's like super special, and then it might be that reveal maybe. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, Bryant, what do you think?
Not really a prediction, but I just want to see more of Mama Bella. I know we had a lot of her in the beginning episodes, but these last two were just like so little of her, and I want more of her because I just think she's so fun.
We had so much of her though.
Right? I wrote an article for AfterBuzz TV if you want to check that out about the Bellas and Mama Bella for a happy Mother's Day. So check that out. Yeah. But yeah, my prediction would be that I think that we are going to see that, Emily, which is what I want to shout out is I think it's interesting that Brie is actually more further along. So like they've talked about their journey that Brie is, Brie is more further along pregnant than Nikki is. I think it's like 10 days. So it's interesting how Nikki is the one to find out first.
Yeah, for sure. I have to agree with you. I do believe though that Nikki is going to surprise Brie and tell her, you know, well, they're FaceTiming. So I feel like Brie is going to know right away whether or not Nikki is pregnant. But I feel like when she goes over back to Arizona, Brie is going to surprise Nikki with that pregnancy test as well. And surprise her and be like, I'm pregnant too. So I think that's how it's going to be about. And that's where the whole I'm shocked thing is going to happen.
Yeah.
So make sure you guys stay tuned next week, Friday, 7 p.m. We are here. Ollie will most likely be back with us, and the whole team will be back together because we haven't been back together in 2 weeks. But Emily, go ahead and let the people know where they can find you.
Awesome. You can find me on all social media platforms at Emily May Heller.
Brian.
Yes. You can find me on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok at The Brian Santos. Again, check out my Bella Twins article for Happy Mother's Day.
Yes, love it. And I am Leslie Colon, and you can find me on all social media at @LeslieColon_. And we would see you next week. Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.